Dear brethren, this is my third sharing with you during this period of COVID-19 pandemic. I will be sharing on the topic COVID-19 pandemic and spiritual warfare. I would like to share with you some reflections on the COVID-19 pandemic and some parallels in the spiritual realm. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you will help each one of us and together as a congregation to go through this period meaningfully, learn deeply from you, and emerge stronger. We pray that even now you will enable my communication of the truth, and brethren, when listening, will be able to receive the truth meaningfully, clearly, effectively. We ask and pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Interestingly, many have referred to the virus as an invisible enemy, public enemy number one, not just the enemy of some people or one or two countries, but public enemy number one for the whole world. Many are using the metaphor of warfare. We are in a war. We must fight and overcome this terrible enemy. The scriptures tells us we do have a formidable invisible enemy in the spiritual realm, actively at work throughout the world. That is the evil one. The Apostle Paul refers to him as the God of this world, who has blinded the minds of the unbelieving. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. The Apostle Paul, or rather the Apostle John, tells us the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. The evil one is a formidable foe with pervasive influence on all aspects of life, on the people in this world, including believers. We are in the midst of spiritual warfare and must fight the good fight of faith and overcome the evil one. As we seek to contribute our part in the advancement of God's kingdom and setting the captives free, spiritual warfare is an integral part of faithful walk with God and effective service. As we reflect on the fight against the virus, it is good if we can become more deeply impressed with some important truths in spiritual warfare. The first point: not recognizing or acknowledging the seriousness of the pandemic, or ignorance of what it's all about, and not taking any steps to safeguard ourselves, does not mean the negative implications will not take place. Actually, it will be worse. We see this unfolding on the world stage with tragic consequences. Many more thousands fall ill and die, where the authorities, the governing and health authorities, fail to take needful steps to contain the spread of the virus. And they may fail to do so for various reasons. This is true also in spiritual warfare. Whether we recognize the works of the forces of darkness, they will be actively at work. Failure to counter the attacks of the evil one or to reject his working in our lives results in negative effects and damage to our lives and also the Lord's work. This leads me to the second point. We must not be complacent, careless, oblivious to what is going on. This is true both for the virus pandemic and also in relation to spiritual warfare. When we are complacent, we are careless, we are oblivious to what is going on, there will be adverse consequences that can be far-reaching and tragic. The third point. On the other hand, fear, worry, and anxiety is not helpful, but harmful. This is also true for both the pandemic and also in spiritual warfare. Fear, worry, and anxiety during the pandemic will cause us to suffer more and also not so able to respond well during the pandemic. Likewise, in spiritual warfare. The fourth point, it is helpful to understand how the virus works. That is, accurate understanding of the truth and appropriate steps taken. So both understanding and then this must be followed up with appropriate steps taken. And these are important for a good outcome. Careful studies by health authorities and scientists and work on the lab is helpful. This is true also for spiritual warfare. Sound understanding of spiritual warfare, being discerning, and knowing what steps to take to counter and to overcome the evil one, and then responding accordingly, is important. The need to have sound understanding, that is accurate, wholesome understanding of the subject of spiritual warfare, and then the ability to discern, to understand what is taking place, and then knowing what steps to take, and then actually responding accordingly. A general understanding of the subject is relevant and important, but also needful is the understanding and discerning what is going on in the specific context. What is actually taking place on a specific occasion in context, and what would be the appropriate steps to take to counter and to overcome the works of the forces of darkness. There is much to learn on this subject of spiritual warfare and to learn to put them into practice, and as we do so, to continue to learn more with passing time. Fifth point, there are various issues concerning the virus pandemic that are still not so clear. It is a difficult and complex subject. There is a lot of information circulating, including strong but erroneous assertions, and also much fake news circulating. Some erroneous views put forward may be sincere errors, but some views which are wrong, which are put forward, are just irresponsible, foolish, confident assertions without proper basis. And some put forward various views because of a personal agenda or because of political agenda. There is much confusion on this subject, and there are confident erroneous assertions and wrong understanding with significant adverse consequences for many people and even for whole countries. A proper responsible approach requires great care before concluding on issues that have far-reaching implications. where there are insufficient evidence or grounds to make a conclusion, then there should only be tentative views that are held. And sometimes there's a need to have tentative views which are needful for decisions that needs to be made. But these tentative views must be modified as fresh evidence emerges. Likewise, in relation to spiritual warfare, there is much controversy and confusion on this subject and on the activities of the forces of darkness, including the issue of spiritual bondage and the principles involved in overcoming the forces of darkness. There are strong but erroneous views and teaching on this subject that are dangerous and can be very detrimental to the well-being of those who act on them. This is an area we need to tread carefully. At the same time, it is good that we are clear that God's provisions for believers and what is revealed in the scriptures are adequate to equip believers to stand firm and overcome the evil one. But we need to learn well, and we need to properly equip ourselves. Let us humbly look to the Lord to guide and teach us, that we may continually make progress in our understanding of spiritual warfare and how to fight the good fight of faith. We must never become overconfident or presumptuous. Overconfidence, being presumptuous in the area of spiritual warfare, is very dangerous. The sixth point, understanding the virus and how to overcome it is important, but preoccupation with it is not helpful. When there's preoccupation with a pandemic, the whole scenario can loom very large, too large. It can become unnecessarily overwhelming, even paralyzing. It can result in a neglect of various areas that are important, various issues of life that we need to attend to. But we neglect them, we are unable to properly to attend to them because we are preoccupied with a pandemic. The same is true for spiritual warfare. It is an important subject, but we must not become preoccupied with spiritual warfare and what the forces of darkness are doing and how to overcome them. There's a proper place for it. But our focus and our concentration must be on God and our walk with God and the things that God wants us to concentrate on. Spiritual warfare is only one aspect of our walk with God. Our concentration must always be on the Lord, on the truth, and on the positive, and how we can walk well and walk meaningfully with the Lord each day, and what He desires of us, and what He requires of us. Seventh point. The adverse consequences flowing forth from the pandemic are very serious and far-reaching. Many are infected, many die, and there are far-reaching adverse social and economic implications. This is even more so in relation to spiritual warfare and the works of the evil one and the forces of darkness at work throughout the world. The works of the evil one causes much destruction in the lives of individuals, whole country, whole region. Many are in spiritual bondage of different sorts. This is true not only of non-believers, but also of believers. The evil one promotes pride
envy, jealousy, strife, confusion, deception, and they are relentlessly at work. The evil one and the forces of darkness are relentlessly at work to hinder and to block the advancement of God's kingdom. The eighth point, there will be many casualties. This is true for both COVID-19 pandemic as well as spiritual warfare. Many thousands have fallen ill because of infection by the virus, and many thousands have succumbed, and many more thousands are likely to continue to succumb in the days ahead. Likewise, the forces of darkness have destroyed many lives all through the centuries, and they continue to destroy many lives, and many will continue to go astray, and many have been hindered in their walk with God, their growth in the Lord, and also their service to God. The ninth point, the healthcare workers who come into close contact and treatment of those infected with the virus, often they are referred to as those in the front line of the battle. They have to be carefully protected with effective personal protective equipment, sometimes known as PPE. Well protected, carefully protected from top to toe. In contexts where such protective gear is not adequate, many health workers themselves become infected, and not a few have died. In spiritual warfare, Paul tells us the importance of putting on the full armor of God so that we'll be able to stand firm and overcome the enemy, rather than succumb to the schemes and attacks of the forces of darkness. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Our armor is not of the material, physical kind, but moral and spiritual. This Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18. The weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful, for the destruction of fortresses. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. If we rely on our own talents, capabilities, intelligence, we will surely fail in spiritual warfare, and we will be overcome by the enemy. The weapons of our warfare must not be of the flesh, but divinely powerful. Point number 10. They say the virus is very smart and has many tricks up his sleeve. That may be a figurative expression in relation to the virus, but the evil one is literally very crafty. The scriptures tells us right at the very beginning in Genesis chapter 3 verse 1. Paul tells us it is important not to be ignorant of the schemes, the wiles of the evil one, so that no advantage will be taken of us by him. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. This leads me to the next point, 11, the importance of vigilance. Vigilance is needful in combating the virus. For believers, we need to be prayerful, alert, and vigilant, so that we will not succumb to the wiles of the evil one. There are many pitfalls. It is easy to falter and fail. There are many different ways the evil one attacks believers, and often they do so without our being aware that they are taking place. And if we are not aware of his attacks, how can we counter them? So we need to learn to discern, to recognize the forces of darkness at work and how to take our stand to counter them and not succumb to the works of the forces of darkness. The 12th point, the physical health and level of immunity of the individual is helpful for overcoming the virus. The elderly with significant underlying health issues are more likely to succumb to the virus. The virus will, in quotation marks, look for weaknesses in society that they can exploit. And some segments of society are more vulnerable. For example, nursing homes, dormitories. Similarly, in spiritual warfare, the spiritual health and maturity of the believer will help him to stand firm, discern, counter, and overcome the attacks of the evil one. The evil one will exploit whatever weaknesses there are in the believer, and he will concentrate his attacks on the weaknesses of the believer. We need to look to the Lord to help us resolve our weaknesses and to be strong in the Lord. Those with significant weaknesses are more likely to succumb to the attacks of the evil one and to suffer significant adverse consequences. In attacking a group or congregation, the evil one will look for weaknesses in the group that he can exploit, whether it be attacking individuals in their weaknesses or areas in the group that are easier, more vulnerable to attacks by the evil one. For example, areas of discontent. Next point, number 13. When there is refusal to cooperate with and the flouting of appropriate precautionary measures against the virus, for example, disregarding safe distancing and careless coughing or reckless traveling to countries where many are infected, this can result in significant problems for the individual and also for the whole group, the whole city, or the whole country. Likewise, those who give ground for the evil one to attack may suffer significant personal problems, problems for themselves, but also it can result in significant problems for the whole group, the whole congregation. Next point, 14, the importance of cooperation and unity in this war against the virus. This is something that the governing and health authorities are very conscious of. This is important at a country level and also for the whole world because the various countries in the world are interconnected. And countries severely infected by the virus, when the people travel to other countries also become affected. We are constantly reminded of the importance of each one and all of us doing our part. For example, stay home unless there's good reason to go out. And when we go out, abide by the precautionary measures, and that this is for the good of all. That the good of all, the welfare of all, depends on all of us doing our part. This is a theme that keeps coming through in various countries. In spiritual warfare, if we want to overcome the evil one and the forces of darkness, it is important we learn to fight as an army, as one united army. each one learning to fulfill the part God desires of us in the body of Christ. What Paul describes as the proper functioning of each individual part, including our part in the fight against the forces of darkness. And all this, to work out well, it needs to be in submission to Christ, the head of the body, submission to the kingship of Christ, the headship of Christ. I now want to go on to share some reflections on COVID-19 pandemic and spiritual warfare merged together. The merging of reflections on COVID-19 pandemic and spiritual warfare. By that I mean, beyond reflecting on what we can learn from the pandemic on the subject of spiritual warfare, that is the parallels in relation to spiritual warfare, it is important to remember the dimension of spiritual warfare in the midst of the pandemic and how we should respond. That is, spiritual warfare in the midst of the pandemic, not just lessons of spiritual warfare that we can learn as we reflect over the pandemic. This is because the evil one is very actively at work in and through the pandemic. We must recognize this. The evil one is always actively at work to promote destruction, pain, and suffering as much as he can in order to destroy the lives of believers and also, where he can, in the lives of non-believers and also, if he can, in the lives of believers. It includes the evil one furthering his own agenda in opposition to the fulfillment of God's purposes. The evil one is crafty. He has his own plans and strategies in opposition to the kingdom of God and the Lord's work. The evil one is promoting major health problems with far-reaching economic and social implications through the pandemic. We know that many thousands have been infected, many thousands are dying, and many thousands are unemployed, severely underemployed. Many feel hopeless, helpless, miserable. Many are also mentally and emotionally very stressed. Lockdowns, social distancing, and stay-home directives means life cannot carry on as usual. And there are many gatherings that have to be postponed or cancelled. And this includes believers unable to gather for worship, for fellowship in the way they used to. Many businesses and many companies are not able to operate properly and not able to survive without massive aid. Economies of various countries are going downhill very significantly, and many or a number may even collapse. In the midst of the chaotic situation promoted by the evil one, he is also actively promoting worry, fear, anxiety, and the sense of helplessness, hopelessness, and misery. As believers going through this period, we need to bear in mind the spiritual warfare dimension, the need to pray for protection and to counter the works of the evil one. The need to pray for God to have the freedom to manifest His power and glory during this period in relation to the fulfillment of God's purposes, especially the freedom of God to work deeply in the hearts of men, to draw unbelievers to Himself and to enter the kingdom of God, and for the Lord to work deeply in the hearts of believers, that they will deepen in their knowledge of God, the ways of God, and deep commitment to God, deep convictions on important truths God has revealed in the scriptures, especially in relation to church life and the fulfillment of God's purposes. And I want to make some concluding remarks. Our fight against the virus may not be a short one. It may take some time, but likely its severity can be significantly reduced or even basically nullified with time. That is no longer something serious. But regards to spiritual warfare will continue on throughout our time on earth. Not only that, it is likely to intensify as we approach the second coming of Christ. Thankfully, we are assured by the Lord through the book of Revelation that there will be final victory over the evil one and all the forces of darkness. They will be nullified, and spiritual warfare will cease in the kingdom of God in eternity. Spiritual warfare is only during our time on earth. In the meantime, during our time on earth, learning to fight the good fight of faith is very helpful for our learning and spiritual growth. Spiritual warfare can help deepen our appreciation, our understanding, and our application of spiritual truths and principles we are learning from the scriptures. Spiritual warfare can deepen our relationship with God and our faith in Him as we learn from the Lord how to fight the good fight of faith. Our relationship and fellowship with the brethren can deepen as we learn to fight together as one body, as one united army under the headship, kingship of Christ, and learning together how to make full use of the resources God has made available to us and God's provisions for us, especially God's working, God Himself, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God's provision of the scriptures, and God's provision of church life and the brethren with whom we can learn together, serve together, and fight together. Let us continue to pray that the Lord would grant wisdom to the governing and health authorities in understanding the COVID-19 pandemic, and to take appropriate steps to bring it under control with the cooperation of the population. There are a few key areas: wisdom, understanding, and then to take the appropriate steps, and the importance of the cooperation of the population. Let us also pray that the Lord will protect, guide, and enable us, believers, to fight the good fight of faith and overcome the enemy in spiritual warfare. We cannot fight this fight on our own. Only the Lord can enable us to discern, to understand, and to fight the good fight of faith. Let us pray the Lord will protect, guide, and enable us to fight this good fight of faith at the personal level and also together in church life. As I mentioned earlier, our participation in the process of the fulfillment of God's purposes or participation in the advancement of God's kingdom. We need to recognize spiritual warfare is an integral part in the process. If we want to set the captives free, if we want to have a meaningful part in the advancement of God's kingdom, then we need the Lord to protect us, guide us, and enable us to fight the good fight of faith. One final comment. Beyond the reality of spiritual warfare and fighting the good fight of faith, the truth and the moral and spiritual principles revealed in the scriptures are real, whether we recognize them or not. They will continue to operate. I mentioned in relation to the pandemic and also the reality of spiritual warfare, whether we recognize what is going on or not, and what are the appropriate steps, they will operate, and there will be consequences. But beyond just the issue of the pandemic and spiritual warfare, we need to recognize that our whole walk with God, the total picture, the big picture, all the truths and moral and spiritual principles revealed in the scriptures are real. They will operate whether we recognize them or not. So let us set our hearts on seeking the Lord and deepening our relationship with Him, and look to Him to guide and to enable us to have spiritual insight and conviction of what the Lord wants to communicate and teach us through the scriptures. This is very important. That is why the scriptures are given to us, to equip us. But not only to gain spiritual insight into the scriptures, but to form deep convictions, to absorb the truth, to align our hearts with God's heart, and to live out our lives accordingly, in the way that God desires of us. Each one of us at a personal level, and together in the expression of church life. This is the way to a blessed and fruitful life, and to enter into all that God intends for us in the Lord Jesus Christ, at a personal level, and together in our working of church life. The resources are available for you to move well towards the goal. Let us go through this pandemic period meaningfully and learn much and learn deeply what God wants us to learn, and lay a good foundation in the Lord and in the truth. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we praise you and we worship you. We affirm our faith in you, the sovereign Lord God Almighty. And we affirm our love for you, our commitment to you, and what is in your heart for us. We pray for your protection, your guidance, your undertaking, and your enabling for us to go through this pandemic period meaningfully. That you will help us to lay a good and strong foundation in you and in the truth that you revealed in the scriptures. Each one of us in our personal walk with you, and also together in church life, in the expression of body life. We ask and pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.